from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show. It was a fun conversation with Safa Dean. I could tell I ran you hot, Crowder. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
I just quickly. I don't know if Josh was letting you get away with this. J.A., I'm sorry, because you know how Solana is. Just let me get this clear. What I was watching last night on TV and seeing on social media, you're blaming that on the security.
No.
At Hard Rock Stadium.
I'm not. I am not blaming.
What is Comdebol?
Comdebol is the governing body of the soccer in South America. So I'm not blaming at all on the security at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday. On the contrary, I think they were set up to fail. That's my point. The people planning the event, the tournament, didn't have the necessary precautions set up to allow for a seamless transition into the stadium. That's the issue. It has nothing to do with the security. They were put in a position to fail yesterday because of the shortcomings of the people planning the tournament.
And explain it. So they had ticket readers, right? They had ticket scanners?
Yes.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Maybe blame it on Pitbull. Let's find somebody to blame other than the damn insurgents. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Thanks, Pitt. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And that wouldn't happen on my watch.
If Jimmy was working detail yesterday, if Jimmy was working security, nobody would have gotten in those vents. Nobody.
So they had ticket readers.
Yes, that ended up not being used quite often there.
Because
they kind of let everybody in.
Because there was a riot pushing into the stadium.
Yeah, like a total stampede. Just a stampede. But Crowder, I know it's I think it's an easy take to have today, which is, oh, the fans yesterday were hooligans. And yes, that is true. Like, I'm not telling you that you're wrong. The people who got into the stadium by climbing fences and the people who literally just bum-rushed the gates are to blame. Like, I'm not telling you that they're not to blame, but you can't put 100,000 people in a situation where there's not a proper plan in place to have them there.
There is. It's called a gate, Solana.
No.
I went to the Peyton Manning Super Bowl. We've talked about this.
Right.
Packed stadium.
Yeah.
I went to Beyonce.
Right.
Packed stadium.
80,000
plus. I've been to the stadium where there were 100,000 people,
yeah,
if you outside and inside,
Correct.
And there was no stampede. There were no there were no escalators broken. There were no elevators torn up. There were nobody climbing through the air conditioning vent, Solana. It's the people, the insurgents that were there being butt wiped. That's what it was.
Both those things can be true.
Right. And that's my point. The people who broke the escalator, like, they're idiots. They're morons. Like, I'm not taking away blame from that. Like, when you get inside the stadium and you're breaking things, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about prior to that. The people scaling the vine trees and the walls and the people who were in the air vents. Like, yeah, we already know. Like, what else are we going to say? Those people are morons. They're idiots. They're hooligans. Like, they deserve all the blame in the world. But I'm talking about prior to that, where you have thousands of people just standing in 95-degree heat with nowhere to go because there's no ingress process that's set up properly.
Ingress and egress.
Yeah, ingress and egress. That's set up properly for them. Crowder, what's the difference? And it's what I mentioned with Safed Dean for the Super Bowl that was here in South Florida in 2020. I went to that Super Bowl, and you have just the exact same amount of people at that Super Bowl trying to get in. I've been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert that was totally sold out. Bad Bunny, where there's 55,000, 60,000 people getting into the stadium. The difference is you have a proper plan in place that was put in place by Hard Rock Stadium, the city of Miami, properly set up for that amount of people. And Comnibol, the governing body who was throwing this tournament, and as Safed explained, using these stadiums, but not using the measures put in place by the stadiums, but rather their own, didn't. They didn't spend the money that they needed to for these types of events. And I know I went to two games at Hard Rock Stadium for this Copa America. I went to Charlotte for it, and it was obvious the same thing happened in Charlotte. Nobody got scanned. My ticket wasn't scanned to get into the Charlotte Stadium. Why? The exact same thing. They tell you, gates open at 6 for an 8 p.m. game, and by the time you got there at 6 p.m., the lines were so long, and you have 18 people scanning tickets for thousands of people going in through three or four entrances. You've got to have 15 entrances. You've got to have Colombian fans and Argentina fans on opposite sides of the stadiums going in to avoid chaos. It was my whole point with the Charlotte game. You have 70,000 people in a Charlotte stadium. The stadium's packed. You don't have the proper security to be able to handle it. And then you have Uruguay and Colombia fans all interspersed all throughout the stadium sitting together. The only place in the world that happens for a major soccer tournament is in the United States. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. If you set it up properly the way other countries do, the way the Euro tournament does, none of this happens.
But Solana, I understand about the number of gates, and I would need the clarification, and I'm sure it's going to come out now that all this crap got torn up. The number of gates, I agree with you. The whole thing about you need to separate the fans from going into the same gate is ridiculous, because I've been to Dolphin Jets games. I've been to a number of games where you have 70, 80,000 people going to the stadium, and there's not a riot.
Right, and who's controlling that?
I don't give a damn how many gates there are. You're saying separate the fans because they shouldn't even see each other. Why? Because the fans that were there are so vile and nasty that they want to fight each other. You brought it up in Charlotte, where they wouldn't let you as an Argentinian or a Uruguay and fan walk out of the damn Columbia section because they're nasty. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I'm with you. If they had less gates open in Dolphin game and I saw the prices are way higher than Dolphin price, I understand you that Comdable, whatever this thing you keep bringing up, they might not have done a great job. But to say the security, who's not the Avengers, they're old black dudes. I know 90% of them, and they're not fighting for that gate. Yeah. Solana, no,
did you see the little
Spanish woman chasing that dude up the little roundabout spiral? She's not supposed to be running after him.
I'm with you.
It's the people that were there doing illegal stuff is 99% of the problem. But if you want to put the other 1% on other people, I got you.
The videos that we're seeing are as Sopfit said, 99% of the people who were there outside the gate just wanted to get to their seat and wanted to get into the game, and they couldn't. They couldn't do it properly. And the reason why is because Comnibol was in charge of security. They were in charge of everything that went on around that stadium, and there was a massive failure. And I don't put it on the lady trying to keep people, thousands of people going in. I blame it on everything that happened prior to that, which was a absolute awful plan for a major soccer tournament.
To that point, I don't know if this has been confirmed by either side yet, but there were reports that U.S. Soccer and other entities offered to assist with beefing up security, and Comnibol turned it down.
Of course, because they didn't want to spend the money. Like, it's so simple. They didn't want to spend the proper...
What Kratter's saying is absolutely correct. At the end of the day, the fans need to not act like that. And
right.
Solana alluded to that as well. But that doesn't mean that Comnibol gets absolved of responsibility for it. Like, they are the organizer of the event, and this has happened at multiple sites with multiple crowds. I mean, Colombia has been the one constant with both incidents.
But you can't absolve
Comnibol of responsibility, but you can obviously also still blame the people, because at the end of the day,
the
people have to bring themselves to that point to do all those ridiculous things.
But the people that were
outside trying to get in with a ticket, you know why they couldn't find their seat? Because thousands of idiots stormed the castle. I just watched House of Dragons last night. If you storm the castle, it's the security's problem or the people that stormed the castle. I have been in that stadium with just as many people, and the castle wasn't stormed. And then
if
Comnibol
had Vagar, they'd have been okay.
Yeah, Vagar was flying around that stadium.
Amon, whatever, he took over now with his one eye. I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Hey, spoilers, bro. Come on. Listen, I haven't seen the episode yet. What are you doing?
once the black guy's wife died, everything's going downhill.
Spoiler alert. Massive spoiler. All right, we're going to talk about this a ton today. I think we can all agree, though. It was a disaster yesterday. It was a disaster.
It was embarrassing for
Miami. Because
Quinn Ewers going to do in the SEC, do we think?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.